This week in Parashat Bruchim Kaisai, the Torah tells us as follows: Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamed Beis. The Pasuk says, "V'chomas abaka v'tzoyin kol hashayav atachas hashovet ha'asiri yekodesh la'Hashem." Talking about Maisa Behema, tithing off any cattle or sheep, all the ones that pass under the staff, the tenth one should be kodesh, should be holy to Hashem. There's a Mishnah in Bechorus. The Mishnah in Bechorus Perek Tes tells us the procedure. How did they take Maisa for newborn animals? Very, very interesting. So the Mishnah tells us they took the entire flock of animals that were born during the past season and they put it into a corral and they opened up a small, narrow opening to ensure that the animals can be counted one by one as they left the pen. Then the owner begins to count them with a staff. He has some kind of stick. And he counts them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And the animal which exits 10th, that's marked with a red die. And the owner says, this one is Maisa. Here's the procedure that the Mishnah tells us for the Pasuk in this week's parasha of how they took Maisa. Very, very interesting, because this procedure has followed whether you have 10 animals or if you have 50,000 animals. There's no difference. The flock's lined up and it's tallied in its very time-consuming manner. Asks Rabbi Elazar Gordon, the Rosh Yeshiva of Telz, the following question: is this the most proficient and efficient way to do this? Surely there's got to be an easier way. Just maybe count them and figure out what a tenth is. So there's a story that he was once fundraising for his yeshiva. And he came to a wealthy fellow and he wanted a big donation for his yeshiva. So he told him, I want a certain amount for me, I want 500 rubles. The man says, what? 500 rubles? Do you know how much 500 rubles is? Do you know how much I make every month? 500 rubles is tons. Listen, I can give you 50. Maybe I can give you 100. 500? I can't believe you can even request so much. So Rabbi Gordon, the yeshiva, said, are you familiar with this week's parasha, Parasha Bruchim Kaisai, with the Mishnah explaining how we take Maisa from newborn animals? So the man said, of course, I know the Mishnah. So the Rosh Yeshiva said to him, listen, you're a businessman, let me tell you. Wouldn't it have been an easier way to count all of the animals and deduct a tenth from them, and that would be Maisa? What the Torah says, that you have to go one by one, 1, 2, 3, 4, and continue, and then 10, and then start again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then again, 1, 2. Come on, it's going to take hours. That's not the way of doing it. So the wealthy man had no way to explain it. It's a great question. So Rabbi Gordon explained, let me explain to you like this. If the Torah would tell a wealthy person to add up all of his animals and then remove 10% of them, that he would say, wow, that's loads. I've got to give, 25 animals. That's loads. So what does the Torah say? The Torah says that the way to count them, 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 4 for me, 5 for me, 6 for me, 7 for me, 8 for me, 9 for me, 1 for Hashem. And you start again, 1 for me, 2 for me, and it goes on and on. After a while, you may even feel ashamed that you're taking so much for you because you have so much and you're only giving a small amount to Hashem. That's what motivates a person to separate Maisa with a simcha, with a happiness. When you have gratitude how much you have, it's much easier to give something away. And this psychological insight helps a person with so many of his obligations that he has. And that's what he told this man. He said, Hashem has given you so much money, he's given you so much wealth. And you have so much, you can't just give 500 back to Hashem. It's an amazing thing. Because so many times we forget all the good that we have in our lives. We don't appreciate it. We don't give gratitude to the Rabbeinu Shlom, everything that we have here. In this week's parasha, the Torah is telling us, count your blessings, understand what you have, and then whatever you give back to Hashem is small compared to what you have. Have a wonderful Shabbos.